Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
You know, our phones, they hear us say something, they can send us an ad. They obviously know what we're saying and proven so by pushing that little microphone button on your phone. You can just talk to it. It just writes out, then you text it, right? So it can hear us. When we say certain things, it triggers it. It like comes alive. If somebody's paid for it, they send us the ads.
Yeah.
I think when I'm in a room with Lunchbox, Twitter sends me more fight videos.
What'd you get?
Idiots mess with lifeguard and then find out.
Oh, let me find that one.
They like jump him and then he starts whooping all three of their butts. But I don't ever get fight clips unless I'm in the same room with Lunchbox. Like, I think it means to go to his, but it goes to mine. And I don't really like watching fights.
And he loves it.
Hmm?
He loves it.
Oh, yeah. He loves the fights. Yeah. We'll talk to Eddie in a second and Abby. Are they on?
Yeah.
Abby.
We'll talk tomorrow.
It's Eddie.
Okay, cool. You guys driving back?
Yeah, dude. We're back. We're on the road.
He sounds deflated.
Well, I think his adrenaline is sucked
crashing
out of him.
I'm exhausted, guys.
Oh, they're whooping this lifeguard.
Are you still watching that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
there goes the safety vest over the thing. Oh, now here comes the lifeguard. Oh, he's getting him.
Okay, play by play.
All right. Sorry, Eddie. We're watching lifeguards fight at the beach.
I hear that.
So tell me about it now that you've had a little bit of time.
Oh, man. It's, if I sound tired, really, I feel like I just told Scuba Steve, like, I'm exhausted. Because there's so much adrenaline, and you're just really tense. And I know they tell you, you know, you got to relax, have fun, whatever, but you can't relax. And I realized, looking back at some pictures, Bones, I didn't do the banana till like halfway.
You didn't jump out and, like, bend your body backward like they had asked you to make it easy for them.
They told us for 30 minutes, don't forget to arch. The one thing you need to do is arch and be a banana. And I look back at the pictures, I'm like, I wasn't banana in anything.
Eddie's a cannibal. He jumps out and tucks his knees.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. Like, it's hard. You can't even think up there. It's just, it's sensory overload is what it is.
Did you call your wife and say, hey, I made it?
Yes. Yeah, I called her, and she was so happy for me. Like, yeah, because she's, you know, in Nashville, like, worried and listening and everything. But at the same time, she's really happy for me because she knows I love doing stupid stuff like this.
Hey, Scuba.
What's funny?
Was that funny?
That wasn't funny.
Yeah. Hey, Abby.
What do you mean? Scuba's my friend. He laughs at things I say.
Yeah. When Ray was doing your Just In Case eulogy, he said that you give him laughs for stuff all the time, even when it's not funny as well.
He also said you're a yes boy.
He said you're a yes boy.
Not always that funny. Yeah.
Ray said Eddie's a yes boy. He said, I want to say to the yes boy, we'll miss you.
What does that mean? I think my job is to make you guys feel good about yourselves.
Ray, what's it mean to be a yes boy?
I just don't think I've ever heard him say no, which is usually a good thing. I mean, but in the office, it's just like everybody kind of, if you're a yes man, coworkers start to dislike you.
I feel like he said no to Morgan.
What?
Right, Eddie, or like you.
He said
like
no to the sore losers.
Y'all had your video fights before.
Sometimes he will say no about things, but most of the time he comes around and ends up saying yes.
He comes back around to yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Starts out as a no and goes to yes.
Hey, Abby.
Here's Abby.
Hello?
Tell me about your day.
It was awesome and amazing. And yes, I'm very tired too. Like, it takes a lot out of you. And I could barely sleep last night because I was like, oh my gosh, what if I don't hear my alarm and I wake up at like 10 and miss the entire thing?
Yeah. But you happy you did it?
But it was awesome. Yeah. I wish I wouldn't have freaked out so much, like, in the plane. It's like, the guys were talking and our, you know, tandem or our instructor or whatever, they were all talking and I didn't even, like, focus on anything. And they were all laughing and I just sat there because I was so nervous and I was looking out the window.
What was the scariest part of it? What's the number one moment where you were like, oh my God?
It had to have been right when you jump out. I just was not expecting, like, the force on you. And, like, it's hard because it's in phases, you know? Like, when you're up there, you're freaking out. But then you jump out and you can't think about anything. And there's just, the air is hitting you. But then he did those, like, twirly things, you know, where he was rocking back and forth and, like, turning directions. And that was actually really scary, too.
Did you have somebody videoing you, like, right below you to jump out ahead of you?
Yeah. Oh, I could have touched him. The guy with the camera, so they have it on their helmet, you know, like a GoPro.
Mm.
And he was right there, and I know how unattractive I looked. They were like, smile the whole time. You'll look better. And I've looked at the pictures, and they are not good.
Lunchbox has a theory about your day with all those guys.
Yeah, Abby, which guy did you find most attractive? Which one did you fall? Which one did you fall in love with?
None. I did not. Oh. I was not focused on that.
Okay.
I was focused on the jump.
He's just saying that because you sounded so giddy.
Did you get Instagram handles for any of those guys?
Did I get what?
Instagram handles of any of those guys.
No, I did not.
Okay. Did you give him yours?
No. No, I was with the guy, one that we talked to yesterday. Is it Gaynor? I think that was his name.
Hey, was Eddie really scared? Was he a big baby?
Yeah. What?
Was Eddie really scared?
Yes.
Yeah. Way more than you.
I don't know about more than me, actually, but I think he was good at, he can't hear me right now, but I think he was good at, like, faking like he was okay, because he was just sitting there. Like, he wasn't, didn't have, you know how he's usually, like, really animated and, like, talking and, like, laughing, but he was kind of
quiet.
He had to go to the bathroom 6 times in 30 minutes.
She's asking why I'm whispering.
They're all in the same car, and she's like, he can't hear right now.
No, I was like, what do you mean? You're sitting right next to him.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm glad you guys lived. I'm glad you guys had a cool experience. It is awesome. You should be exhausted because all your adrenaline is gone. And so what are you going to do the rest of the day, Abby?
Yeah, probably just work more. I have a lot to do before tomorrow. But I'm glad we went with the Golden Knights. Like, that's why I felt better about it. Because I knew, and I asked him up in the plane, I was like, hey, can we just, like, have a really soft landing, please?
For sure. It's like you trust them.
Like, okay, cool.
Because that's what they do. They're a server. It's like when I flew with the Blue Angels. It's like, if I'm ever going to do that and I'm ever going to trust anybody, it's that person.
Yeah.
The Blue Angel pilot, exactly. Who is the best of the best, the greatest of the great. Like, if you don't live with them, you're going to live with anybody. So, all right. Good job, guys. We'll see you guys, I guess, tomorrow.
Woo! We'll be there.
All right. See you later.
We'll be there, won't we?
Yeah, you'll be at work.
Yes, you will.
Yes, you're alive.
Like, she's acting like she's
This is real. You're here.
Yeah, you're here. All right, bye, Abby. Bye, Eddie.
No, we made it. Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I have to go to the dentist today. One, that tooth that I had pulled out that was busted,
X-ray?
No.
Oh,
no,
they
no.
put a...
They put a fake tooth in just to hold while they... Because they had to do the X-ray to get the tooth to put in.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to replace that. But I told you I had another one bust. I wonder if he thinks I'm on drugs or something.
Could.
Probably not. Fragile?
Probably not because I know him a little bit.
Yeah, no, he does not.
But
think
it's like if people
drugs.
Go in and their teeth are breaking every 5-6 months, like a crack here. Is there a drug that makes your teeth do that?
Listen, let me ask you.
Does
something.
Crack do that?
I'm sure. Crack,
meth?
Cracks your teeth.
Yeah, I know meth. They fall out because you don't brush your teeth, and I saw that firsthand.
It's a good question. Let
but
me
this.
Google.
I mean, I was talking to my wife. I don't really grind as much as I clench.
Right.
Even in daytime.
So let me ask you.
Yeah.
And be honest. Do you wear your mouth guard every single night?
Almost, yeah.
Almost, but how often not?
one out of every 2 weeks, I forget it.
Okay.
Even if I go on the road, I always have it. If I just happen to fall
asleep. I know, because I'm just saying that could be, like, that's okay. When you're.
Be honest with me. Are you doing drugs?
Crack. But this other one's broken now, and I'm afraid he's going to have to do what he did to this one, where I go all the way under, needles.
Oh, my goodness.
It's nonstop.
I probably should go to the dentist.
Ever?
Not been.
When's the last time you went?
No, it's probably Christmas time.
Oh, that's good.
Good for you.
Yeah, but I'm starting to get a stain on one of my teeth. I see it, and I'm like, dang it.
A stain? You're starting to get a stain?
Yeah, you can see a stain right here.
From what?
I like blueberries.
What do you mean starting?
Tampa tacos?
What do you mean starting?
Well, have you know? I thought you knew that was there.
Oh, it's been there
not
for a
in
long
a
time.
Bad way. It's
that's what
fine.
I'm saying. Like
I thought
it's
that
there.
Was like a like a
I've never seen it.
Like a birthmark.
I don't know.
Like when I go to the dentist, they can clean it off. Like it's just my teeth stains because I eat blueberries.
You can't clean it.
I mean, I brush my teeth
from blueberries.
You eat that many blueberries?
I guess. I don't know.
It's like
man.
The Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. You turn into a blueberry.
You guys tell me why it's there. It's a stain. I don't know.
Who are you wanting to sue?
Oh, I want to sue the urgent care.
That's what this was. I could not remember.
You sure you want to do this now?
Yeah, I do. What? I do because I wrote it down on the sheet, and so I have to kill it today.
So when I was in the devil, Florida, you know, I started feeling terrible. And I thought I had strep throat. So I was like, I need to go to urgent care because I got to get medicine. Like, once you get medicine, you'll feel better. And I look it up online, and it says their hours are from 8 p.m. or 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. So my wife, I get her, and I'm like, take me. And she puts me in the car.
How'd you say that again?
Take me.
Take me.
And so I get in the car, and I'm like, just drive. Go, go. And we get there. It is 7:46 p.m., and I walk in the lobby. The door's unlocked, and I walk up to the counter, and the lady comes walking out. And she goes, oh, sorry, sir, we're closed. I'm like, no, it says 8 to 8 on the door. She goes, yeah, if you're not here before 7:45, we can't see you. No, your hours are 8 to 8. So if you are, if it is 8 to 7:45, right, it is 8 to 7:45. Your hours online, there's nothing says anything about you have to be there before 7:45. If you want it to be 8 to 7:45, that's fine. Put your hours as 8 to 7:45. You are false advertising and pain and suffering of the sick.
Oh.
And so I want to sue because they don't have their operation right.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you can sue because they do get to choose when they open and close.
Right. But
there's nothing like legally binding about a sign on the door.
It's called false advertising. You can't false advertise.
No, false advertising would be we say we can do this.
Yes, we say we can do this until 8 p.m.
You paid for it. Like, we did it. We couldn't do it.
Yeah, they said we can do this till 8 p.m.
I don't think you can sue. You can sue for anything, by the way. You can sue, but you'll lose. It sucks, though. No, it sucks. I'm not saying you're not right to be upset.
I was so mad. And she was like...
And you were sick, and they still wouldn't see you.
Oh, I was 102.8 fever. I was hurting. My throat was on, like, I mean, swallowing razor blades. And I was just like... And she was like, I'm sorry. Here, let me get the door for you. And she opened the door for me, though, when I walked out. Oh, thank you so much.
So where'd you go after that?
I had to go home.
But, I mean, did you go to, like, Walgreens?
Well,
get some over-the-counter?
I got some, that...
Like secret spray or something?
The spray that, you know, numbs your throat. You're supposed to do it every 2 hours. You want to talk about tasting disgusting?
Yeah. And we do it like every two seconds, not 2 hours.
It's like, well, it says 2 hours on there, but yeah. And so I did that, and then the next day I went to a different urgent care.
The next day, though? Yeah, that sucks.
Did what is the temperature that you're supposed to go to the urgent care or ER?
No. I was more concerned about my throat. It hurts so freaking bad. I was like, if this is strep, I need to get the antibiotics. Yeah. And so that way I can get it nipped in the butt. Nipped in the butt.
Bud.
What is a bud?
Well, it's what you nip. Nip it in the bud.
I don't know what a bud
is. A flower bud.
You don't nip it in the butt. Nip in the bud.
Same.
Whatever. Same difference. So I wanted to just take care of my throat because I didn't. The fever, it'll come and go. Like, that's fine. You got Advil and Tylenol for that.
Okay.
But the throat is when I'm like, all right, I need this. Like, let's go.
Fever 101, call a healthcare provider. Fever 103, go to the emergency room.
Oh, dang, because that...
Well, I tried to go, and they said they wouldn't see me.
I was 104.2. I've never been that in my life, but
104? That's like brain damage.
That's like dead.
Yeah, wasn't I? That's what I had, right?
And I wasn't there.
Maybe I think fevers are a lot more significant. I guess I thought 104.
Yeah, I had a 104.2. That's what I sent to you. Yeah, wow. It was in Stevenson was like on the phone with his grandparents, Ben's parents, and they're like, you need to go to the ER right now. And I'm like, no, I think I'm good. So then I think now... At that moment, I realized I'm that person that's probably going to just try to ride it out at home and then die.
Wow.
Now I know.
Well, good to know. 104, that's a heavy fever.
That's legit.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for you for surviving.
And how would you feel if you went to the urgent care and it says it's open until 8 and you get there at 7:46 and they tell you, sorry, can't see you. We don't, if you're not here before 7:45. Excuse me? No. Like, that's not your policy. So stupid.
Well, I did not feel like driving at 104.2.
Well, I had someone drive me. I told my wife, take me.
I had Stevenson. I was like,
no. Brain damage from a fever generally will not occur unless the fever is at 107. Untreated fevers caused by infection will seldom go over 105. So, I mean, you were up there.
Close.
One of those limits, yeah. I wonder if you got brain damage.
It's possible.
Oh, no.
I don't know. No. I called a healthcare provider, though. No.
Burger Our King's friend. Newest burger is just a bun with 20 slices of cheese.
What?
So it's a cheeseburger?
Is
there
grilled
meat
cheese.
Or cheese?
No, it's all cheese. It's literally 20 slices of cheese.
So it's grilled cheese.
They don't grill it, though. So it seems like an April Fool's idea, but it's not. It's called the Real Cheeseburger. Real Cheeseburger. Real cheeseburger.
No, but there's no burger.
There's
in
no
there.
Meat. Just a bun with 20 slices of American cheese.
Mm.
It's basically a pound of cheese between two buns, it just looks like it's like, you know how there's a stack of papers and the papers aren't all the way lined in the perfect square and they're like kind of corners are over. It looks like that with the cheese under bun.
Makes no sense.
If you like, Morgan, would you eat that? Because you don't eat meat.
Yeah, I would totally eat it. It's like basically a bun grilled cheese.
No, it's. Yeah, there you go.
Thank yeah, like a bun grilled cheese.
Yeah, the bun's not grilled, but the cheese is kind of melted. Some of it is, anyway.
Yeah, but them to call it a burger is the stupidest thing ever.
A guy spends almost $100,000 to have 96% of his body tattooed. There are just certain parts of the body that are so sensitive. Meaning, if you do certain parts, like the inside of your arm, the bicep part, that's bad. Your foot, that's bad. But think about doing, honestly, like your... Right, sensitives.
What about your privates?
Like your butthole. Think about that.
Well, I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about the ween.
I'm wondering.
Oh, it'd be terrible. That's what I was saying.
It's like, do people do that?
Yes, I'm sure.
I'm going to Google that.
What's the 4% here that he didn't do?
Some of his face. A Canadian man has proven that 96% of his body is covered in tattoos.
Oh.
He works on a head-to-toe bodysuit. The former chef named Remy claims he spent $100,000 in ink and also has vampire fangs and stretched ear piercings. So this is somebody who... did some sort of design with a tattoo. Crazy. And everybody's like, wow, that's great. That's awesome. Let's celebrate you for that. Then he's like, well, if I'm celebrated for this, let me keep going. And now that's what this is his thing. It's what he's known for.
Yeah. And those ear stretching things, what's weird is when people have those, I can't look at them. Like that.
It's tough.
Gives me the,
Warren
it
Ziders,
is a thing. It is a thing. Tattooing.
Warren Ziders is on the Bobbycast. And I hope you guys get a minute. Go listen to this interview. You know, the guy's kind of dominated music on social media and how to do it. And so he came in. He went viral on TikTok with a song called Ride the Lightning. Here's a clip of that. 'Cause when the clock strikes midnight, gonna ride the lightning. He's a big lacrosse player. He talked about getting concussions while playing lacrosse. And that's ultimately how he got into music.
So I was coming off of a pick, and I got blindsided. Laid me out, flat on my back, blacked out, started season, called an ambulance. And I was out for months. I was confined pretty much to a black room. I wasn't able to play. I was missing classes.
Oh, you were out of school and?
Was missing classes.
Wow.
Couldn't take exams. Like, I couldn't think. It was, and I kind of went into a depression.
Like, big dude, and it's from Pennsylvania. And like, the only people I ever knew that play lacrosse were people either from California or the Northeast, where that's actually, like, part of the culture. And that's where he's from.
Yeah.
But he was concussed so bad. That's all he could do was sit in a room. He talked about how he got bullied in middle school and high school. And, you know, you could go, oh, everybody got bullied a little bit. But this was about a singing video that he did. Listen to this.
I was actually bullied. In middle school, there was these two girls that I had a crush on. And we were at a Christmas party, had a guitar, and they wanted me to sing. Hadn't hit puberty yet, so voice sounded a certain way. They videoed it, and surely enough, it lived on YouTube for years and years. Dude, I'd be in class and we'd have a school project and these kids would put the video in their project and play it in front of everybody. And it kind of, you know, pushed me away from the whole music thing and putting stuff on social media.
He talked about all the places that people would just kept bringing it up in front of people. They're like, oh yeah, watch this, this is him. Like over and over again.
Wow.
Where it was pretty traumatizing to him.
I mean, he should do a song with those people in it.
I asked him if he's been back yet since then. And we talk about all of that. And then, you know, going viral on TikTok is what helped him get a manager. And that manager had to go to his house kind of and go like, hey, your kid needs to like drop out of college and move to Nashville. Here he is talking about that.
We're going to go back. We're going to meet my parents. And then you're going to tell them I'm dropping out of college because I'm like, I hate school. I'm done with school. You're going to tell them I'm dropping out. this is real, because he went through my DMs with me. I had record labels and I had publishers in my DMs and had no idea, because I wasn't looking for it. Like, I had no idea. I was looking for the hot blondes. I wasn't.
It's a good, really good podcast. Mm-hmm. Warren Ziders. Hope you check it out. It's on the Bobbycast. Go to iHeartRadio, search for the Bobbycast, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Pretty cool. Hey, Raymundo, what advice was I spot on?
Oh, yeah. Those air tags.
Oh, yeah.
Are awesome.
What did you use them for?
Well, we did put them in our suitcases when we were traveling.
Yeah.
And it's just the peace of mind. You get on the flight and you're like, oh, those air tags, that was a waste of money. Hey, check on our bags. See if they're on the plane. Oh, that's cool. Here they are.
Yeah.
We get to the Dominican. Oh, my gosh. You think they made it? You think they made it? I don't know. They're here. On the conveyor belt, you know when they're about to come around. And then even better, it actually solved a little bit of a situation. They had lost our luggage, and we go, hey, here we go. Oh, it's sitting outside. Yeah, we have it out right here on our app. I mean, dude, it was amazing.
They lost ours, and I went and I said, hey, it looks like it's in an airport in Miami. And that's where it was, because we had an air tag in the bag. And we tracked the bag right back to where it was. We may not have ever got our bag back. It also took another 2 weeks to get it back, but still we found it because the air tag was in it.
Yeah, ours wasn't that bad, and I think it's cheaper now. You can get 2 for $50, and it's so worth it.
Yeah, but very much easy. We put on our dogs, too. Yeah, like they have little collars on it, and they even have air tags you can slip on a dog collar that's made for it.
Oh.
So we have those there, too.
They're easy to lose, though. We lost one already.
What do you mean? Just go track it.
I mean, it's in clothes. We literally can't find it.
But, I mean, just go have your phone take you to it.
It doesn't go if inside of a suitcase. I mean, it's kind of tough. It's somewhere in clothes in our bags.
But it's in the bag.
Correct. But we got to rip the butt out of the bag to try and find it. You know how it is, man. Suitcases, you got how much stuff you got piled in on a vacation. So we've lost one.
No, it's still
You'll
in the bag.
You'll find it.
It's in like a 3-foot area.
It's in the bag, but yeah. I mean, it's in the bag.
It's in the bag.
Okay. We're done here. You guys have a great day. Thank you for listening. On Friday, Lucas Nelson, which will be awesome. On Monday, Riley Green, which will be great. Next week, Chris Stapleton. All right, thank you. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.